This is the Closet Geek episode 105 for November 7th, 2015.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
This is Brandon Sanderson, author of the Mistborn series and various other wonderful fantasy novels, and you are listening to The Closet Geek.
Hey guys, welcome to The Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek, bringing you the latest geeky news. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Woo-hoo!
Hey!
All right. So,
what's up, guys?
Another awesome evening with the bros.
That's right, and it's kind of cool that we waited till the weekend to record the episode, because now we have some like more geeky stuff we could talk about.
Yeah, we could talk about stuff.
What do you mean more stuff?
Well, we'll talk.
Well,
about
let's
get skip
to that.
The middle.
I know, right?
To
let's go to the next, this first segment of the show.
This week in Geek.
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, and things we could recommend for you guys to check out. So, did you guys do anything geeky this week?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, like every week.
Man,
yeah.
I'll go first this week, because it was a really, really light week for me, because I was on a business trip most of the week, and so I was doing that, but I did catch up on this week's episode of The Flash and enjoyed that. But I haven't been able to get any gaming in recently, and it's kind of bumming me out.
Don't you usually get some gaming time on your business trip weeks?
Well, the fun thing about this business trip is I was able to drag my wife along with me this time.
Oh.
And so it was kind of
okay.
Like...
Okay, I was wondering why the two of you were in Dallas.
Our getaway to Dallas. This was the first time we've had a vacation or getaway together for the first time in our 10 years of marriage, basically, without the kids. And so that was pretty awesome.
And that cat is just like, oh my god,
I can't
throw it out of my head.
Anything.
Oh man,
it's like hug its
awesome
Ryan's head.
All right,
but I am reading Jim Butcher's new book, the Aeronauts Windlass.
Oh, yeah.
And
how's that?
And
okay,
really, really good.
Cool. I haven't had to start reading it yet. I'm waiting.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm on hold.
If you liked any of his other stuff, which I know you do, it's super awesome.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting a hold of that.
Yeah, so like I said, really light week for me, but I hope this next week that I'll be able to get some game time in.
There you go. Cool. Game time.
Game time. All right. Ryan, what'd you do this week?
Skip me for a minute.
Okay.
Oh, got it.
John,
lay the smack down. Stop putting that cat on my head.
John, what'd you do this week?
Actually, I did quite a bit. I mean, just the regular, you know, weekly geek TV stuff. But I don't know. I think I started watching Supergirl.
Yeah,
I don't know
it only has the trailer. It's only like the first episode, right?
Two episodes so far.
I need to watch episode two then. So.
I really like it.
But it's not on Hulu.
No, but it is on CBS.com.
It's on CBS Access.
Oh, okay.
If you go to their website, you can watch it through their website.
Oh,
but see, I use a media streaming software called PlayOn, which I highly recommend to anybody.
I still have that, but I forget
about
it.
What it does is I use this. It's a streaming service, but it also records, so it kind of acts as a DVR. And I use this service to plug into websites that are posting their videos, like CBS.com, for example. So then I tell this my program, PlayOn, to go out and record the episode off of their website, and then I can just watch it whenever I want. So I've been utilizing that software, so I don't have to worry about it if it's not on Hulu or whatever. I can access it through that. So we've been watching that, and it's fun. I mean, it's very light, and which I think as far as the Superman family, I think that should be. I don't know. It's always been treated more of a lighter environment rather than, you know, like the gritty Batman or the Arrow is and Daredevil. You know, that's been really dark and that kind of thing. The Supergirl is very light. It's nice and refreshing and cute, but it's done in a pretty good way. So we've been enjoying that. Latest Shield and Flash. Shield, that was a pretty big twist in the latest Shield. So that was
really
so
didn't see that coming from a mile away.
No.
Really?
No,
oh, man, I was just like, I had it pegged.
And you're a liar.
I had it pegged so early.
Liar.
I haven't watched it yet, so don't ruin it.
I knew exactly what was going to happen. I was just waiting for the reveal, and it finally happened.
I felt like it was kind of random. I'm like, really? So and
really? Okay.
Say no more. I haven't seen it.
I felt it was the only logical explanation.
It was just a nice twist. You're like, oh, okay, well, that's going to add some interesting.
Yeah, it's going to add into the whole Civil War storyline eventually when the movies come out, I think.
So that was fun. I did, and we'll talk about this more during the weekly geek stuff. But I did watch the BlizzCon
opening ceremony.
Yeah, the opening ceremonies, and that was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday is when they had their opening ceremonies, where they kind of had talked about everything up front and had some big announcements and stuff like that we'll talk about later. So that was kind of fun. I'm still reading Fellowship of the Ring, really enjoying that I've read it multiple times, but every time I read it, I always notice new things that I like never really paid attention to before. So it's pretty cool. I've gotten to the point where they are now, they just entered, Moria. And so, they're kind of making their way through, Khazad Dûm. It's been pretty cool to see. And surprisingly, you know, as I've been reading like The Hobbit, as I mentioned, and Fellowship of the Ring, I am actually kind of pleasantly surprised how accurate the movies really are, as far as the way that they've portrayed and stayed true to the source. Now, okay, granted, he did have, you know, his artistic license, you know, and kind of did some extra stuff. But for the most part, I mean, even a lot of the dialogue is just taken right out of the books and that kind of thing. So that's been kind of fun to read that. Got a little bit of gaming in, played some.
Yeah. Woo.
Yeah, played some Guild Wars 2.
Still liking the expansions?
Or
have you done the expansion?
I haven't purchased the new expansion. I've just been getting. I've basically been playing the storyline to get caught up to where the expansion comes in.
Okay.
So I've still just been enjoying the lead up to the expansion stuff.
And all the story stuff.
There's still plenty of stuff that I've been able to do that really doesn't require the expansion yet, but you know, that's just kind of fun. But yeah, other than that, that's what I did this week.
Nice.
Cool. Very nice.
Ryan. All right. Ready?
All right, Ryan. Are you ready now?
Yes. I'm ready.
Are we ready for Ryan?
It's been, you know, an average week for me. I'm still reading The Revenant. I'm almost done with it.
Oh, cool.
I picked up Ready Player One to read after that.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to read that for the first time. So, yeah. And then I... making some Wookiee parts.
Making some Wookiee. Oh.
Yeah, I had some... I had some former customer send me a message saying, hey, this guy is talking smack about you on the forums. And I'm like,
What?
So okay. I went and checked that out. I went and checked that out, and I don't know.
Was he not happy with his stuff?
He's not a customer. He was just like saying, I'm not going to buy his stuff because I don't like the way it looks. I'm like, that's fine. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Huh.
And so I'm like, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, moving on.
You already have the majority of the market anyway. So.
Well, there's so many.
But bad I know.
There's a lot.
So good publicity.
Yeah, that's true.
That's really interesting to hear that. Oh, go ahead, Ray.
How many people in that forum now are going to be like, well, I want to see what it looks like. If he doesn't like them, I want to see what it looks like. And then they're going to go and be like, oh, wait, his stuff's really awesome. I want to buy it.
Yeah, so it's just silly.
That is
don't pay attention to the trolls.
Isn't that?
Yes, that's right.
But the fact that you're being trolled on a forum.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like, whoa. I think I've kind of crossed a threshold here where
they're now talking about
me. Yeah, big enough in the cosplay.
Strangers are talking about me.
Who are these people?
Like people I don't even know are.
Right.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. That's cool.
I do have. I do want to make an apology. I forgot to send off my smartwatch.
To the
prize winner.
Yeah, so if you ever officially announce those.
Yeah.
Like anywhere.
So
we need to publicly announce those.
Publicly, and
I was going to do it tonight.
Oh,
I have personally contacted them all, and they all are aware of them winning.
That's
and
one
so
step in the right direction.
That's right.
Somebody's about to get fired.
Yeah, it's like
so we had a couple of our listeners that listen to a lot of our shows. So we had Brady Flanagan, who's actually a friend of the show. He won one of the copies of the Mint Tin Mini Apocalypse. So congratulations to Brady. And also Kevin Nowers. I sure hope I said your last name right. But he also won a copy of the game. And they have been told to expect those games sometime probably in December when the guy sends out his next Kickstarter shipment. Dan Ball won the smartwatch. And friend of the show, John Fragglepuss Evans, won the print from Scott Johnson.
Cool.
Nice. Congratulations to all of you, and thanks for being faithful listeners and supporting us. And
I know that's what it sounds like. Said, right?
Lisping.
Thank you for lisping.
Lispeningers.
Thank you for lisping.
Welcome for
thank you for lisping to the show.
To the show, and we really like you.
Right, thank you very much. So yeah, so that was awesome. That was exciting for them. Cool.
All right. Cool.
Very nice.
That was cool. All right. So, Ryan, did you have anything else that you'd like to talk to us about?
No, not really. Oh, right. Just caught up on Walking Dead and Martian Manhunter has got a mini series out. So I picked up the first 5 issues of that. So that's been pretty cool.
I thought you were going to be like, and Martian Manhunter appeared in Walking Dead. I was like, what? Crossing the universe is there. So
it's been a long time since I've read it.
He was under the dumpster.
Yeah, it's written.
Hush.
Shush.
What?
Hush.
Next. All right, that's it for
me. All right.
Michael.
All right. So... first off, talking about Brady Flanagan, he also does a podcast called Reviews versus the World. And
versus the World.
They invited me to
YouTube channel.
Yeah. So they invited me again to be on their show on the 21st.
Again.
So they're going to do a
wow.
An anime review show.
Oh, okay. Well, then
they're
perfect for that.
They posted everything that they're going to watch, and I was like, great, I've seen it all already. So, woo, you know,
I
don't have to watch anything new. No, I'll probably review everything so it's fresh in my mind before I go. But that'll be cool to hang out with them once again. They were really nice, and last time they were kind of out of their normal environment, I understand. And so I understand this time around they'll be kind of at their home base at Brady's place. So
okay,
we'll see.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of one thing that happened geeky this week, is I got invited to another showing of their podcast. So that'll be cool. Fun.
Sweet. That'll be fun.
SLC Anime met on the weekend to review Bakuman, and overall it got a 7.5. It reviewed very well. Everybody really enjoyed season one, and I finished all three seasons. So 75 episodes, 2 thumbs up. Really enjoyed it. Felt like it ended appropriately, but just like any other show, it doesn't wrap it up like a nice, neat bow. It was like, there could be a season 4, but there's not going to be. So it kind of allows your imagination to keep going if you would like it to. This month, we are going to be reviewing a show called Basilisk. Basilisk came out about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But that show is based off of a hardcore drama manga, and it's about two warring clans of ninjas. And the premise is that at the there's been 400 years of peace between the two clans because of a forced, like, anti-war pact. And then it gets nullified by, by the political powers. And they basically say, okay, whoever wants to choose,
fight again.
Yeah, whoever wins a 10-on-10 fight gets to choose who the next emperor is going to be. And so they're like, okay, who's going to be the next in line? And so each clan is representing a person, but they just want to fight amongst each other. So it's a little bit like Game of Thrones meets ninjas. And so if you're familiar with Ninja Scroll, the movie, it's basically like a 24-episode show of that.
That's cool. Ninja Scroll.
Yeah,
it's a little more adult for some.
Yeah,
people.
I mean, it is
just a little.
It is definitely for mature audiences, but it's
lots of blood, lots of nakedness.
Well, there's not. There's partial nudity. It doesn't show actual breasts or other things below the waist. They wonderfully shade things and or cover things appropriately. Via, Austin Powers, like at the end of the film. I mean, who sends coconuts? Or whatever it was. Or cantaloupes. It was cantaloupes. But,
cantaloupes.
Yeah.
It was cantaloupes.
Jeez, I haven't seen that
and look at
forever.
This, and look at this, yeah, and look at this painting. It's bizarre.
That was a horrible show.
Funny.
Funny, horrible.
But yeah, it looks... I'm 10 episodes in. It's like any other ninja battling show, so
say the title again.
It's called Basilisk.
Basilisk. All right.
Yep.
Cool.
So it's on Hulu, so you can watch it on Hulu, and it's either dubbed or subbed. So for those who don't like to watch subtitles, it is dubbed. And out of a courtesy to you, I recommend staying away from the live action version because it's awful. live action version is awful. However, the animated show is fairly decent. It's a 5 to a 5.5. We'll see where it goes from there. I'm only halfway through. It's been a while since I've watched it, so I'm rewatching it right now.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
This week we're doing TV shows, just like John was saying. I watched Arrow. Which I really enjoyed because I enjoyed the television show on Fox that was John Constantine, which was that...
I love that show.
It wasn't on Fox.
Wasn't it on Fox? I thought it was Fox, wasn't it?
No,
CBS.
CBS. Okay, thank you.
It was an awesome show.
That's why it didn't last.
It was a wonderful show, but for some reason, it... it didn't meet the ratings that CBS wanted.
It was on the wrong channel. It should have been on the CW.
If it was on the CW.
That's why I thought it was on the CW, because that's the kind of show this would be on.
Right. But what's nice is even though that show on CBS was canceled, the character or the actor who played John Constantine played John Constantine on Arrow.
Yeah.
And so it was so sweet. So when he was on when he was in that costume,
he plays that character so well.
It's so effortless for him. It's so great. It you just can't help but believe everything that's happening.
I mean, I've read all of Alan Moore's Swamp Thing. That's where Constantine was introduced.
That's where he was introduced. Yeah.
Yeah, and. Just he nails it.
Oh, it's great. And although I was going to say since in the CBS television show and just general television in America is you can't have smoking on screen without like paying basically specific fines or fees do so. And so his TV show allowed him to have a cigarette, but he couldn't technically put it to his mouth
on screen.
They did on...
There was a few times that they were able to.
In the later episodes.
Yeah, but in the...
they knew they were being canceled.
On the Arrow...
What are you going to do?
Yeah, he had all his props and everything, but he was like, does anybody have a cigarette? And so it made me smile because even though he couldn't have one on screen on that show, it was still part of his character.
Yeah.
But very cool, great cameo. You can tell that he could be easily reused in the series, especially with season 4's plot line being very occultish. It's very, very cool. It goes more into what Green Arrow, I remember it being in the comics, my limited rereading Ryan's comics for the Green Arrow back in the 90s. So I really enjoyed that. That was very cool this week. And then I was actually playing Final Fantasy before we got on tonight. Treasure hunting. Woo!
Yay! Woo!
Yeah, nice. I'm going to be doing lots of overtime. So we'll see. But, I also did a personal audit of my skill points for Mythic, which is kind of interesting because I was like, I went to the last open house to do character updates, and I was like, wait a minute, my point totals didn't change from this month to this month, yet what's going on? And he's like, no, we don't have any record of you. And I'm like, you don't have any record of me, but you yourself can attest that I was at every single event. And so I basically, he's like, okay, fine, do an audit. So
where's my points, bro?
I sent him a breakdown since I got back into Mythic Realms. And I found out that if my personal audit is correct, I'm like 45 points behind, which is a lot. So hopefully he reviews everything and finds out that I'm either very close or spot on. So
what are the points give you?
The skill points is your experience points. So
you could level up.
Yeah, so you can level up exactly. And so when you think about it, in cases of levels, every 100 points is kind of like the next climax in abilities and so forth that are available and recognizable power difference, and to have 45 points not available, that's like half towards that epic next 100 point goal. So very cool. Hopefully I'll get an email on that this upcoming week. I'll keep you posted.
Cool.
That's my week.
All right,
so
all right,
almost done.
Well,
with my
Yeah, let's go to the next segment of the show then.
The Weekly Geek.
This is the Weekly Geek where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week. And some pretty big things happened this week. So before we get into the main topic of the night, which is essentially going to be news from BlizzCon, there were a couple of other things that were brought up, like Star Trek officially announcing that there's going to be a new TV series starting next
year. That'll be cool.
So, new Star Trek TV.
They only confirmed a few things. We know who the producers are.
Yeah.
We know that it'll be in 2017.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We know it's going to be on CBS.
Mm-hmm. And we know it's not going to be any of the original characters.
Well, we don't even know that yet. They haven't confirmed.
Yes, we do. They said
that it's going to be an original story, but they did not say that original characters, previous characters were not going to be used.
I don't see that.
They just said it's an original story in an original timeline that hasn't been used before.
Yeah. I don't see that happening.
Original, right. So all brand new characters.
I'm just saying.
So do you want to see another Starship show? Do you want to see another space station show, or do you want to see like a land-based show?
I want to see the Academy show.
No, boo.
Come on, that'd be cool.
that would be so boring. It would be boring.
It would be like a
high school teenage drama.
To answer your question, Ryan, I want to see all of the above. I want to see the fact that they are, you know, the group we follow. It could be, maybe it is a unique group that does land. So we know according to Deep Space Nine, there are land-based, quote-unquote, marine groups that are specialty on ground.
So you don't want to see a Voyager where they're out in the middle of nowhere with no connection to the Federation.
No, I would like some sort of continuation of the universe that we know, not new
Deep
Discovery.
Space Nine was the most diverse.
Yeah. It was.
Deep Space Nine.
The main problem that I have with all of this is that it's going to be on demand only. It's only going to be available through CBS's All Access subscription streaming service. So what they're planning on doing is Hulu or something. Their streaming service is currently available right now.
Right. And it's not a paid service, I don't believe.
It is a paid service. It's $6 a month.
But they're
planning on doing is they're planning on releasing the first two episodes on TV, and then the rest of the season is going to be online only.
So if you like this, come pay for it.
So they're going to basically...
Exactly. This is the trend that I see happening with people, the cord cutters, right? They're like getting away from cable, getting away from Dish, and they're all going online. And the companies are starting to realize this.
Right.
And so now they're just going to gouge you online.
Exactly.
Through cable.
The problem is that everybody has been demanding like an a la carte service, where they can pick and choose what they want. Well, guess what? It's really starting to get to that point where each provider is going to have their own streaming service, and so that now all of a sudden, instead of paying $100 a month for cable, you're paying $100 a month for these,
It's not even just the service, but what original programming is on those services.
Well,
you know, you want to watch the original programming on Netflix or Amazon or Hulu.
And that's why they're
trying
to use this new Star Trek series to really keep
We'll see.
Yeah, it's lame.
It's still a good year away. Things may change. I agree that
it'll
that
get more expensive.
Original.
That's what's going
to
change.
And that's probably why they feel like they can do it, because then they don't have to have as much of a budget. They don't have to worry about ratings as much because it's online only. So they're not paying for advertising as much as they would if they were going to have it on primetime TV.
Now, what I find interesting when we kind of bring this conversation full circle is, what about the fan-made film Axion?
But I understand they're still working on it.
They're still working on that. However, what if they decided to create that as a series? It's a timeline that hasn't been explored. It would be all new characters.
I read an article that was like, you know, did they actually come and pay for the storyline content? And I think they did. If you search for it, you'll find where the people that are involved in this fan project are like they haven't contacted us for anything. So
yeah. And I speak to them usually at the cons that they have their booths at. Their 20 minute short is amazing, but
a lot of people were like, hey, use their, you know, look at this, it's awesome, you should, you know, turn it into something, you know, official on the
but
they're going to do their own thing.
So we'll see what happens.
Too many issues.
I'm sure we'll see more news
trying to acquire something else,
but
I think.
It'll be great just to see Star Trek back on TV, which is its preferred medium.
So speaking of space, did you guys see
the
international
Star Wars trailer?
Well, yeah, that was the one
Japanese
we made sure got up on our site.
I thought it was really interesting because I sat down with my wife, and after watching this trailer, the international trailer, she turned to me and she said, "Is Luke the bad guy in this one?" And I'm like, "What? What did you? Where did you hear that? You know?" And she's like, "I don't know. It just feels that way.
Way
that they're talking, the dialogue in the movie is like, what we started, I will finish." And she's like, is Luke the bad guy? I'm like, well, that's like one of the big theories right now. And so I was like, totally freaked out that my wife, like out of the blue, because she had no clue that this was even, you know, like one of the fan theories that's going on right now. And I'm like, where did you even hear that? And she's like, I just watched the trailer.
Like, yeah, that's cool.
If
fandom
picks up on that, then okay, there's got to be maybe there
it
is.
It got me more excited than the U.S. release because it's story driven and character driven. Well, it's story driven and character driven in the trailer, so it makes you interested in it versus action. I'm like, it's like any other American show.
But the thing that I caught is that. They were using bits and pieces of different conversations and putting it all together.
Oh, it was wonderfully spliced.
Single conversation. Well, correct. I don't know if "wonderfully" would be the correct word because in Japan, most people that are going to be seeing this trailer don't speak English. They're just reading the subtitles. They don't know that it was pulled from different conversations when they read the Japanese subtitles. They're just
Neither do the Americans who would watch it.
But you can hear that it's different people speaking, and so it's.
Well,
they
would know that too.
My point is that it was just a little. It was misleading. I think it was purposely.
Of course, it's supposed to be misleading. It's a trailer. It's supposed to get you excited for the film, not tell you what the film is about. This isn't Terminator Genesis.
Oh, I beg to differ.
This
isn't Terminator.
The reason why you were excited about this trailer was because it was more story driven and more character.
Which I prefer in a film versus 2 hours of action.
Well, sure, and I understand.
I find that very dull.
Don't get me wrong. I loved the trailer, and I did appreciate seeing, you know, more.
I liked the new angles on Kylo Ren's lightsaber. So all these naysayers who are like, wouldn't it just cut down straight? Actually, no, because it would be, beam on beam. You can see that now in the cut. You know, if you look at the cuts of the picture frames, you can see that it's a true cross guard. Mm-hmm. It's just guarded on the bottom against his hand,
right?
Hitting it.
Yeah,
but
the top
against
part
a
was
lightsaber,
visible. Yeah.
It would still work. So he could. So you know they're going to have to integrate that into the combat somehow.
Sure.
So,
it was good.
If they
I just thought it would be
pointless to have it. So.
Okay. Well, speaking of trailers, let's just talk about the trailer that was so cool. And I got goosebumps
watching it.
What?
Which trailer was that? That the new Alice in Wonderland trailer? Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, no. they finally released the trailer for Warcraft.
Yeah.
Oh man.
It's pretty cool.
It looked awesome.
It was pretty cool.
Like
it looked very nice, but
okay. I want to bring up a conversation that Ryan had online. And he like one of his buddies was talking about, it looks like a commercial for Warcraft. It's like, yeah, let's go play the game because it's a commercial for Warcraft. And then like he did a hashtag. It's like, longest cutscene ever, you know, kind of thing. And and you know what? In my opinion, I mean, how many times do we watch these opening cinematics for these games that Blizzard puts out? And how many times have we said, oh my gosh, they should just make a movie and just do that. They should just make a movie of that. Well, guess what?
That's what you got.
Now there you go.
Making a movie of that. So yes, longest cutscene ever. Yep. Thank you. That's what I've been asking for decades.
What I liked most about the trailer was not the dialogue or the characters or the amazing graphics and so forth, is I loved the costumes, the sets, and the chosen soundtrack for the trailer was what was probably giving me the chills, is just because that boom right at the beginning, you're just like, ooh, something's going to happen. Something cool is happening.
Must be Hans Zimmer.
Maybe. I don't know.
He always does that.
Well, but it was even with the headphone, like little earbuds, it was enough to be like, whoa, man.
What's really cool is that I went and I watched some people do like a rewind and a breakdown of the trailer. Mm-hmm. And they were pausing and rewinding and going back and showing this and showing that. And it was so cool to like see things that were in this trailer that were literally like right out of the game. Like,
oh yeah.
Like they showed a really quick, like in the trailer, it was only like this, like a little quick, you know, 2 seconds, you know, cut of a scene. But basically what it was is it was showing, I can't even think of it. It was one of the zones
dang children distraction.
I know, right? They come in, I'm like waving off. My train of thought is gone.
Hey, Dad, you're like, I'm in mid thought. Don't leave me alone.
It's an Alliance zone.
Derailed train.
It's like red. Help me, Ryan. It's an Alliance zone.
Red Ridge Mountains?
Red Ridge, thank you. And that's the one that has like the bridge across the lake.
Uh-huh.
And then it's got the town right next to the bridge. If you look at this scene, I mean, seriously, it is like they literally took right out of the game and put it into this movie. Like even the way that the bridge is laid out and the town and the docks that go out into the – and like even looking at the lake itself and just like the shoreline and everything is like literally right out of the game. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
I hope that it doesn't suck.
But I had to say this though, that I watched it with my wife, and you know, my wife is not a gamer at all. She doesn't necessarily get into that at all. But she watched the trailer and she's like, you know what? I might go watch that with you.
Sure.
Because
even if you're like a Lord of the Rings fantasy.
Yeah. It just looked like an epic adventure.
Yeah, still an epic fantasy, right?
Well, the one thing I like about the storyline that they're obviously, you know, it's like there's not a good and a bad side, you know, because you know the orcs are fighting for survival, and they have their heroes, and the humans are, you know, have their heroes, but then they have their bad people too. So it's like it's not like, you know, all the orcs are bad and the humans, yay.
Well,
this is
part of the lore.
Yeah,
this is the way it started.
The original lore. Yeah, like if you go back to like the original Warcraft, orcs
and the little
humans.
The little green baby that they put in the
raft Thrall.
Downstream, that's Thrall.
Woo!
Is that Thrall?
Oh, yeah. Moses.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
I didn't know that.
Which, you know, they never, I wonder, are they really going to explain why he's green?
Well,
because
you know why he's green, right?
He's not a fell orc. So why is
that's a good
point. Why is he green? Whereas his parents,
because the orcs turned green because
they
took
the
Gul'dan's serum.
Yeah, and like became fell orcs.
Yeah, that's true. Why is he green?
Why is he green? I'm like, wait,
because
he
has to be recognizable as Thrall, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know, but what I do like, this is just based off of the trailer. Obviously, you know, we don't really know anything, but they have come out and said that this first one is going to be called Warcraft: The Beginning. I guess that's like the official subtitle. And so
do they plan on doing like a trilogy?
They're planning on doing a trilogy. Yes, they are planning on that.
Depending on how the sales go.
Well, they've already announced that they're planning on doing the trilogy.
Well, they announce a lot of movies that ever get made.
That's true, too. That is
they
true.
Also allow, yeah. They, yeah.
I don't.
They'll
I,
make
what
money.
Really
They'll
like,
make their money back.
What I really like is that they truly are seeming to focus on the original story.
Yeah.
And that they're not they're not throwing in stuff just for like, you know, to cater to the fans,
the general audience.
Like they're
they don't need to fan service. The whole film is fan service.
But I'm talking about, you know, they're not tossing in like this random torrent or like a night elf that like, you know, stabs somebody with their daggery dagger.
That's true. They didn't show any elves or taurens or dwarves.
Right.
It was just humans and orcs.
Humans and orcs.
Well,
that's
the
all
very
first
Warcraft game was all. That's all it was
well,
dwarves.
That's what it was called.
Well, they had
orcs versus humans. That's what it was called.
Dog.
Didn't they have other things in there? Just like cameos, like boo.
So
I don't remember. Good. It's been so long.
Yeah. So I do like that they are seeming to focus on the original story, and then you know they'll build on that as it goes through the rest. But
there was a troll, that troll girl.
No, that's Sephora.
She's half orc.
She's half orc.
Yeah, she's green.
Who Gamora? Okay, you don't
she's
know.
She's green,
no,
but she looks
I
very
just,
female.
No,
so.
I'll have to ask my
she's
son
actually,
who Gamora
yeah.
is.
Yeah, ask. Yeah, he'll know. That's hilarious. That kid kills me.
Side note, the music is by Ramin Djawadi.
Wow.
He did Iron Man, Pacific Rim, a lot of stuff in Game of Thrones. He's done all 60 episodes of Game of Thrones.
Wow. So he's been around the block.
Okay.
So
yeah, cool.
He knows how to do
all right, so he has the fantasy stuff down.
Yes.
Boom.
All right. I like the World of Warcraft Legion expansion trailer too.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
When it was
talk about that. Go for it.
It was Vryn.
Yeah, Vryn. Yeah.
The king and Lady Sylvanas, the leader of the undead.
Yeah, when she showed up, everybody was all like,
and they're both fighting this.
The Legion, the Burning Legion.
What do they call it? Inferno guy. Inferno.
Oh, yeah, the Fell.
Fell Inferno.
Is that what it's called? Yeah, I can't remember. Infernal something, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. They were fine that. Anyway.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And
oh,
then
man. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
So, you know.
Oh.
It looked good. To me, it looked just as good as the movie. So.
You guys were all paying attention to the games and so forth, but I was paying attention to a few other things at BlizzCon, like all the cosplay.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys seen who won?
Like
the cosplay?
BlizzCon,
I don't know. Probably Jessica Negri.
No, actually, the winner of the costume contest at BlizzCon was Papa Cosplay from France. I should post a picture.
So it's like a team?
It's no, it's a guy. It's a
his
guy.
Last name is Cosplay.
No, he goes by Papa Cosplay. That's his cosplay persona.
Well, see, that's why I thought it was like a team.
Because, you know, it's just
yeah,
like
I'm going to officially change my name to my last name to Cosplay.
No.
I am
but,
Ryan.
Yeah, it's a gentleman from France. I don't know his real name, but the pictures, I should post a picture on our site.
I mean, like, who
because it's all in leather.
But who's the costume?
I don't know who it's supposed to be because it's just
well
it
let
just
me look
looks,
it up Papa
yeah
he was a medieval space marine
he was like a was he a medieval oh, okay. space marine I couldn't I don't know that's kind of what it looks like but I don't know
a twist on a Starcraft character named Tychus.
Thank you.
Oh, Tychus. Okay,
yeah, but oh my gosh,
Tychus, yeah.
it's all in leather and
that's
you,
cool
you by looking at it you
instead of metal
leather.
It's instead of
like foam or and so forth, but it looks amazing. I'm just like the, and it took them months and months to put it together. It's interesting. You can go to Facebook and look at Papa Cosplay, and it, he has kind of like a how to as he made it.
Wow,
but
that's cool.
The level of really cosplay good. At BlizzCon always blows me away.
Yeah,
because
I don't know why BlizzCon brings
the armor. Yeah, the armors that they make and just everything they do for the these cosplays are just mind blowing.
You're right.
The amount of effort, I'm just like, wow.
So BlizzCon is technically it's still going.
It's still going on right now. Like they had like the Heroes of the Storm finals today.
Yeah, they have
like
their
that.
Championship games and stuff like that. But they really they laid it all out this weekend. I mean, as far as like announcements and news and
they're like,
you know,
giving everybody what they wanted, basically.
Yeah, pretty much like almost every game that they are currently working on, something was announced for them. Ryan mentioned it, you know, the next expansion Legion was talked about quite a bit. They showed the opening cinematic for the game and talked about, you know, if you pre-order, you can play the new Demon Hunter class early.
Yep. Get the mount.
And you can, get all that kind of stuff.
Michelle was reading. My wife was reading that to me, so I'm gonna pre-order it.
So that's the game. The expansion comes out in summer. They haven't given a hard date, but summer of 2016.
Yeah.
So that's gonna
second quarter of 2016.
So So the Burning Legion is back again, and but then also Illidan is coming back. And he's bringing his Illidari with him. And so that is why...
Those are the ones you can play.
Yes, that is why you can now be a demon hunter. Just like Illidan.
Yeah, the Death Knights were bad, and so you can be them now, so might as well make Death Knights demon hunters.
And apparently they said that if you enjoyed how the Death Knights were done, then the demon hunters are going to be right up the same alley. So I imagine that people that are going to start playing demon hunters, they'll probably, you know, you'll probably create a demon hunter and it'll be like a, you know, cause they're going to up the level cap to 100. And so I imagine that, you know, they'll probably start the demon hunters at like 85 or 80
or
something like that.
80, 85.
Kind of like
I was thinking that.
Kind of like what they did with the Death Knights when they launched those. So that was pretty cool. I haven't played Warcraft in a long time, but I did think that it was interesting that just prior to BlizzCon, there was they kind of announced that World of Warcraft. Their subscribers are down to only like 5.5 million, which is like a 9-year low.
World of Warcraft or for
Warcraft?
Yeah, which is interesting because all this new stuff is coming out.
Right.
When they have their all-time low.
Yeah, they're
I think they're still the largest subscription MMO.
It's like 5.5 million. So...
It depends on what you define as MMO.
Well, I also specifically stated it was subscription, meaning there's a monthly payment that you use to pay. Because there's a lot of free-to-play that they just have stupid numbers.
The other thing that they said was that they are no longer going to be putting out membership numbers anymore. They're not going to report on that anymore.
Why?
Well, I guess apparently that they're going to start focusing more on what they call like engaged players.
Oh,
like people that are actually playing the game rather than just like
the active players versus
that,
the subscription.
Well,
players.
Yeah, like people that come in and play for a couple months and then let it die. They don't really consider them as like a loss of a player per se, but
it makes sense because there's a lot you can play to 45 or 40 for free.
No, I think it's only 20.
It's only 20. Okay. I thought it was 40. I apologize. But yeah, I know that there's a lot of
40. That'd be cool.
Well, there's a lot of people who probably make an account, only play to level 20, and never pursue it. Technically, that's a check mark in that 5.5 million.
So
I can understand why they might make a differentiation of the stats.
So I just thought that was kind of interesting. But yeah, there was a lot of other stuff announced.
They announced the Overwatch going to be the first, obviously coming first quarter of 2016, and not just coming to the PC, but also coming to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Yep, they announced this going to be on the consoles,
which means it's not going to be free to play. You actually have to purchase.
It's not a free to play game.
That's a smart move.
It's going to be $40 for the PC and $60 for your console.
Well, it's $40 for the base game, that's only available on PC. For what they call the Origins edition, that's what's going to be available on the consoles, as well as you can purchase the Origins edition on the PC. And you know, when you get the Origins edition, you get some extra skins, you get some
skins.
You know, other stuff that will go towards.
And the skins were pretty cool.
Yeah. And so, you know, you get some other digital goodies that are in like other games. Like for example, if you purchase the game, you'll be able to play Tracer in Heroes of the Storm.
I know, I want to buy it.
Which is pretty cool because Barry, I don't know if y'all remember, but a number of episodes ago, Barry said, "I wonder how long it's going to be before they're going to start putting Overwatch characters in Heroes of the Storm." So you heard it here first. Go. Barry called it. And Tracer's the first character that's going to be in Heroes of the Storm. And I'm sure
she'll be an assassin character.
But yeah, I read an article about why they decided to make Overwatch just a standard purchase game rather than like a free-to-play game.
I think it's smart.
It's a smart move.
Well, one of the reasons why they did that is because one of the big mechanics of Overwatch is the ability to switch your players mid-game. Like if you're playing a particular character and it's just not going well for you, maybe the other team is stacked up a certain way and you're like, ooh, if I could only play her,
or our team needs a tank, or our team needs a support character.
So it's not only a character loadout for that character. You can literally switch characters.
You can swap a character mid-game. And so what they said was, if it was a free-to-play, then that would really make things limited for people, because then it would like force people to purchase extra characters so that you could have the ability just to swap to whoever it is that you want to be able to play in a particular certain time. So what they said was, rather than just doing a free-to-play and then make people purchase characters, they're just going to say, nope, all 21 characters are available.
It's the way it should be.
Everybody has access to all of the characters.
Well,
they'll make their extra money by people buying skins when they're released.
Yeah, if they decide to do downloaded content,
they'll do it.
They haven't.
They'll do
well,
it.
Probably. They probably. But they haven't made any. They haven't made any like decisions.
Right.
Permanent decisions about
what I'm
what
hoping.
Going well,
what I'm hoping is this will. This is hopefully maybe a movement back to creating complete games,
right,
not bare bones games that make you pay out the nose to get a full game.
Right.
Well, and that's
so
what
that's
I
how they
don't
make money.
Like. That's one reason I haven't purchased a new game for so long, is because I pay $60 to get a game on a console, and then I'm expected to pay another $40 in downloadable content to play the game that I wanted to
or
play?
Expansions.
Or
expansions.
That's
ridiculous. Yeah. That reminds me, I did download a brand new game that I've been playing and forgot about that.
Oh.
Which was?
Dying Light.
What was it?
Dying Light.
The zombie game?
Yeah.
That's the parkour one, right?
The parkour zombie game,
yeah. Parkour zombie.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
It is. Are you a zombie that does parkour?
No.
Yeah, yeah. You can play the zombie.
You can play the, like, the nightmare mode or whatever it's called.
That guy's, he's like Venom.
He's like uber zombie.
He's like Venom, and he can shoot these webs out of his hands, like, 600 yards away and just like grab onto the bridge and go whoosh.
And it's like, and it's asymmetrical. It's like one zombie versus like five or six humans.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so broken. If you find one in the game, you better be prepared. Those guys are so broken.
Yeah.
They're fragile. I mean, you can kill them with the sword, but they have so many ways to kill you. It's just not even.
Right.
Anyway, that's a fun game. So, I like to jump up and avoid the zombies. That's
but,
my favorite.
Speaking of Overwatch, you know, we all watched the opening trailer for Overwatch. That's so cool.
All agreed it should be an animated series.
I wish they would
just
make a movie of that. Well, guess what?
They're going to make an animated series based
on Overwatch.
Actually looks really cool. The Gorilla
guy.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
It does.
Yeah.
I love that guy. The Gorilla. I love him.
Yeah. Winston is
Winston.
The name. Winston. So yeah, so that's I think that's really cool. And they said that it's going to be a series of shorts. So it's not like a full on, series. It's just going to be, you know, some like shorts. And they said that it's not going to be in any particular order. So you don't have to like watch them in order.
So they're going to be, it's episodic.
Yeah. So it's going to be like each one is going to be about a different character. And it's just, you know, just further insights into the story itself.
Yeah, it's just supposed to give you more content of the game to enjoy.
But
if you're like me, you can just watch it without playing the game.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
And they also said that there's going to be like online comics.
Comics books,
yeah. Comics that are going to be. So they're going to.
That's pretty much the norm on the comics.
Yeah, they're putting a lot of money into this as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, super cool.
Now it's time for.
Geek-trivia! Woo! All right.
Good call.
That's true. It was getting to that point. So
a bit long-winded.
BlizzCon,
so
the place.
Yes.
To the end. I, like Ryan and Michael, busted out a trivia game that I have. And this game is called Bezerwizard.
Bezerwizard.
Right.
And and the cool thing about Bezerwizard, it has like all these categories. It's not like two categories. There's all these categories. But what we're going to focus on some technology, some science, because that's geeky, maybe some film and TV, stuff like that.
You know,
so we're going to have
Kathy
fun.
And I just stomped you guys when we played. And
yeah,
like,
whatever. Whatever.
What is it? Just like Trivial Pursuit or what?
Yeah, it's kind of like Trivial Pursuit just, hardcore because there's more options,
it's
more
really, really
subjects.
Fun.
It's just
Bezerwizard.
It's just a trivia.
Gotta get paper. All right.
gotta
catch them all.
Oh, all right. Man. I made that comment today about getting minions in Final Fantasy. I was like, man, there's so many. I gotta get them all.
Pokemon.
That's right.
And they have a new game coming out in an expansion where you can use your minions to do like little like minion mini games.
Your minion?
Did you see
What?
I was going to say, did you see that new Heroes of the Storm character where two players play one character?
What? No.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
It's Cho'Gall, the two-headed ogre.
Oh, cool.
And one person moves and the other person like fights and shoots the spells and stuff like that, and so it's like
that might be a little broken.
That reminds me of playing like Mech Warrior when
you can have somebody's really good at dodging and jumping and running and another guy who's good at aiming. You guys would be serious.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of cool coordination that you'd have to do with that, but I thought that was kind of fun that they.
All right,
there
you guys,
question
ready for
one of us.
Yeah,
yes.
We can keep talking about other stuff, but
technology is the category.
I love technology.
which audio company copied the way of a way a flute fills a room with music to develop their acoustic
Bose.
Wave speaker?
Oh.
Bose is
That's
correct,
exactly
Ryan.
What I was going to say, but Ryan didn't do it. Dang it.
Yep.
All right. The category is science. Okay.
Science!
What is the measurement unit for electric current called?
Ohms. Oh,
hertz?
Amps.
Amps
oh,
is
amps.
Correct.
I knew it. I was just going to give it to you.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right.
That's what I did in the military for
yeah.
6 years.
Oh. That's right.
All right. The category is film. What is the last name of the only brothers that were both nominated
Graham.
For an Oscar?
I'm just kidding.
Sean, Phoenix, or Baldwin?
Baldwin. I don't know.
Oh, Phoenix.
What, like River Phoenix?
Phoenix is correct for
yeah.
River and
Joaquin.
Joaquin.
And River, yeah.
Dang they it. Were so. What was I guess I misunderstood.
Brothers
they were,
who they had were the, brothers that were both nominated for an Oscar.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, not a win, but a nomination.
What was River nominated for?
I don't know.
Stand
oh,
by Me.
I bet you it was for. Was it for Stand by Me?
I thought it was.
Huh? Maybe. I don't know.
Moving on.
Okay. Moving on. The category is technology. Mm. All right. What is the more common term for the copying process known technically as digital audio extraction? You all know this.
Oh,
I know.
Encoding.
MIDI?
No. What, Mike?
MIDI?
No.
No.
The correct answer MP3? Is ripping.
Ripping.
Oh, so, I thought that is that a technical term? I thought that was just slang.
I thought that was slang too.
Nope, that is the technical term.
Right.
Well, we're technically correct.
All right. The category is science. What is the chemical symbol for silver?
Ag. Au.
Ag is correct,
AG.
Ryan.
Ag. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nope.
Most of the symbols most of the symbols have two, but few of them.
The category is film. What popular video game series shares its name with the first feature film Ron Howard directed?
Read it again.
What video
game series? Yeah,
what popular video game series shares its name with the first feature film Ron Howard directed? I could tell you that the fifth one came out recently.
Well, I was going to say, I said King's Quest, but I wasn't sure.
No. Ron Howard.
Halo.
No.
Because the fifth one recently came out, right?
No, it will be coming out.
Wow, I have no idea.
The correct answer is Grand Theft Auto.
What?
Oh, gosh.
That's funny.
Wow. Okay.
I would know.
I would have not
no
guessed that.
I was like,
Apollo
How about
13?
This?
Yeah, right. I know, I was like,
The category is anatomy.
Maybe.
What is the pathological fear of being closed in closed rooms?
Claustrophobia. I said claustrophobia.
So did I.
Oh. It was kind of like a tie.
It was.
Yeah, you guys all got it. You guys all tied
no,
on that one.
Just Ryan and I. Michael? No. Judges?
I said claustrophobic, which means I have claustrophobia.
Judges.
Right. I don't know how that's anatomy. That's
so,
anatomy.
You know,
all right.
Middle child.
The category is TV. Which actor played Dylan in the TV series Beverly Hills 90210?
Oh.
Kyle.
Wait, no.
Dang it.
Dylan
in Fifth Element, too.
What's
his name?
He was in Fifth Element, correct?
That's
right.
Luke Perry.
Yeah.
Luke Perry is correct.
Oh, dang.
Man.
That's right.
That's dig deep.
Right.
All right, the category is traditions.
Traditions.
Slash beliefs.
Traditions.
But I wanted to read this one because it's kind of geeky too. Who was the Roman god of the sea?
Poseidon.
Oh,
Neptune is correct, John.
He said Roman, not Greek. I'm
good job.
I went.
All right, technology.
Aquaman.
Nope, Aquaman. Aquaman's dad.
Which instrument takes over the navigation of an airplane after the captain has set the course?
Autopilot.
And
autopilot.
Autopilot is correct, Mike.
Oh, okay. Yay. That was
straight at the same time.
What chemical element was formerly known as brimstone?
Sulfur.
Sulfur is correct, John.
Gosh.
I was thinking coal. Coal. No.
No. Because it smells bad.
On which American island did a nuclear accident occur in
1979?
Three Mile Island is correct, Michael.
You were like
got
seconds
just
behind me, right?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, okay, fine.
What is the home of the Greek gods called?
Mount Olympus.
Mount Olympus,
oh,
okay.
I wasn't even going to. He said Olympus before I could spout it. I wasn't
That's
even going to try.
But, all right.
Valhalla.
What?
No.
Wrong.
That's not even
wrong pantheon.
What is the name for the electrical device that changes electricity of one voltage to another voltage?
A diode. Transformer.
Oh, transformer is correct,
yeah.
Ryan.
It's like a diode. No, that just makes it even.
Transformer.
All right. In which series of films does the determined Ellen Ripley battle against
alien
extraterrestrials? Alien films is Ryan.
No.
And,
I said
Ryan.
Before they did.
Ryan and John.
Oh.
What? How did I not get in on that?
Okay, Mike. Mike two. I'll give it to Mike two.
I'm like
hearing things.
Yeah, I was like,
all right. Sorry.
I'm sure our listeners
right.
are like, what?
Which human organ is affected by Alzheimer's disease?
Brain.
Ryan got that slightly before Mike did.
What? I don't know how this
lag.
Skype is lagging or something because I so said it before Ryan did.
Which American actress played the central character in a TV series that ran from 1988 to 1997, portraying the everyday life of the Connor family?
Felicity.
Anne of Green Gables.
No, the Connor family.
Connors.
1988 to 1997. Which American actress?
Married with Children?
No.
Those are the Bundys.
The Bundys, I know. I was like, oh my gosh. The Connors. I'm like.
I don't know Connors.
Wasn't that
Is that Full House?
No.
Nope.
No. That was the, oh gosh. Anyway.
No, it was, oh gosh!
What is the answer?
Wonder Years?
I don't know. The dark-haired girl. What's her name?
She was dark-haired, I guess.
What's her name?
What?
Roseanne Barr.
Oh gosh! Dang,
that's not
Connor.
Where I was going with that. That's not where
it's
I was.
So
going
funny!
With that.
It's so funny you say that, and it's like it all starts to click together.
That's actually 11 years. That's pretty impressive. Or
yeah,
nine.
It was
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Nine years.
Man.
That's
all right.
True.
In computing, what do the letters CPU stand for?
Central processing unit.
John got that one.
Thank you.
You know what? I give up. Because I start saying it way before anybody else, and they're like, oh. Whatever.
All right. Science. Which star is also known as the dog star?
Polaris.
Andromeda.
No.
It's, yeah.
Cirrus?
Oh, dang it!
Oh.
Good job, Mike.
I was like, Sirius.
Sirius or Sirius?
Sirius.
Yeah.
Sirius.
Yeah, like Sirius Radio?
Yes. No, I thought it was just...
Who played the role of Sirius Captain Kirk in the TV series Star Trek?
William Shatner.
Mike. All right. Who played the forceful Nico in the 1988 film of the same name?
Oh, the karate guy. What's his name?
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No.
Nope.
No.
The guy. Damn, what's his name?
On the right track.
I know, he's the Aikido
the
guy.
Karate guy?
With the long ponytail.
Steven Seagal.
Oh, jeez. I should have described it for you.
I'm not going to give that to anyone.
No, because I don't remember. Because I thought all of his movies had like three words in them.
Yeah, right.
That was actually one of his best. That was what launched his career, I think.
Okay.
What is the word for the compulsion to steal?
Kleptomania.
Ryan.
Thievery.
Evilness.
Five finger discount.
I claim Skype is against me.
Chaotic. Last neutral.
Last card. Last card.
Depending on what your motives are.
What is the name of the pointer on a computer screen that is used in conjunction with a mouse?
Cursor.
Oh, the cursor.
Cursor is correct, Mike. Good job.
Every time you do that, Barry, it makes me think of Monty Python.
What?
Your favorite color.
Is your favorite color.
What is the name of the goddess of victory in Greek mythology?
Athena.
No, that's the
Nike.
Goddess of family. Nike is correct.
Oh, Artemis is who I was thinking of.
No, that's the huntress. That's the god of hunt. The hunt. The goddess of the hunt is Artemis.
Sorry.
How many blood types are there?
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Five.
You are all wrong.
Oh, are you just referring to like A, B, and O?
A, B, and O.
Oh, see, I was thinking
positive,
negative. Oh, positive,
negatives, yeah.
Yeah.
I was guessing.
O-A-B-A-B.
What is the code name for James Bond's boss?
007.
M.
Ooh.
John.
Thank what?
You. What? I
thank you.
Dude, Barry,
you
are so deaf.
I said 007.
I'm
going to
listen to this
at the same time.
We all.
But
I said it Spectre. First. I said it.
I might sneak off
first. Us.
No, no.
Gave me
I was continuing my sentence.
Which point on the Earth's surface lies vertically above the seismic center of an earthquake?
Epicenter.
Correct, Michael.
All right. My brain was trying to process that question. I was like, wait, what is he asking?
Horizontal.
Wait, what?
Okay. You are all tied.
What?
What?
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Three-way
this
time,
is
the last
time ever.
Last question.
Oh. Ooh.
Category. Sports.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go.
They exist.
In which field event did Bob Beamon set a world record in 1968, a record that remains unbroken for 23 years.
High jump.
No, I was going to... I was
pole vault.
Actually,
yeah. Long jump.
Javelin. Shot put.
No, Ryan, do you have a guess?
It's just hammer throw.
No, I'm going to correct answer. The correct answer John did say, but it was his fourth one, which was long jump, so I'm not giving it to him.
Oh, gosh. Because I'm like, I could start doing field events, not track events.
I was just naming them.
I can name them off. All right.
All right. How about this? Design.
Oh, what? Come on.
All right. Which German automobile company has a prancing horse on its emblem?
Albert Rail. No.
Ferrari.
No, that's not Porsche.
Porsche is correct.
Oh,
Mike.
Duh.
Porsche. Yeah,
duh.
Because it's like, no, you're like Ferrari. No, that's Italian. Oh, it's Porsche. It's the only two horses I know of.
Nice. And that means Michael wins.
Michael wins.
With a design question. Woo.
Yes, it won.
Yay.
Yeah, I haven't won for a while. It's not 80s something.
Yeah. That was general knowledge. So yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening to The Closet Geek. And don't forget to visit theclosetgeek.net for all of our contact information. But also, you could go there to see all of our affiliates, even our brand new affiliate, Razer, which is, you know, Razer with your new Nike. Get yourself a nice mouse or keyboard or a new laptop and all that fancy stuff. Just go click on the affiliate link on there, and also Amazon and Doghouse Systems and all those wonderful companies that like to help us out. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you helping us out as well. So don't forget to go to iTunes and subscribe, rate, and review our show, and join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.